You just kind of put a cap on last night. I know you got to move away from it, but what did you see that was good and bad?
Well, it was exciting. I think we got the first dance out the way, so to speak. I feel like we did a really good job defensively. You know, we held them to 82 points. At the same time, they shot less than 40%. Now, obviously, we shot worse than that, but I think we did a pretty good job defensively. We got good shots. If we can knock them down, I think we have a good chance to win a game and keep it moving. I think, you know, if we can continue the effort on defense like we did, we held each other pretty good. If we can do a better job of hitting our shots, I think we're all right.
I talked to Memo about this, and he thought maybe there was something to it. Both of you had the battle yeah down this end, and that's a difficult, full focus, full physical contact deal.
Right.
And down the other end, you guys had unusually bad shooting days. Is there a connection? He thought maybe there was.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the thing with Yao is you have to, he's such a low, he's 350 pounds or whatever, I don't know how much he weighs, but he's huge, he's 8 feet tall, and the better you can get him outside the paint, the more success you have. If he can get 2 or 3 feet from the hoop, like I told these other guys, that's a dunk for him. I mean, even if it isn't dunking, it's a layup, it's a put in. We have to do a job of trying to be a little bit more physical and push him off the block. And on the other end, maybe our legs were a little bit tired. I don't know what it was or wasn't, but if we knock our shots down, I think we have a good chance of making it close down the stretch.
Were you stunned at the way the second half unfolded, considering you went into halftime pretty much taking care of business? Not that T-Mac got off, but the way you guys just didn't step out.
Well, it was one of those things where T-Mac got very hot. You know, he's a guy that can throw up. You guys have seen him throw up incredible numbers any time. I know he has. He's a great player, and great players make shots, and he did. And at the same time, they only had 82 points. There's not too many games where a team has 82 and they win. So we're very aware of that. We feel confident in what we're doing. We feel like we have the right game plan going. We just have to knock our shots down.
How vital is game two now?
Huge. I mean, if we can get one, I mean, they took care of business. They got home court. They won the first game, even though we all feel like we let one get away. But they won game one. If we can come and steal game two, then we're going home, and we have 2 in a row at the crib, and then we come back here and we go back. So that's our goal, is focus all of our efforts to get game two.
Last thought for you. Dre's over there. He's really, really upset. I mean, he's in tears in the corner over there. I mean, what can you say to help him get back? I don't know. I know he had a tough night.
I'm going to tell him just like I'm going to tell guys who told me already, you know. You got to move forward. If you keep looking the last night, you're going to be – it's a long series. It's a marathon. It's not like NCAA where you have one game.
He's talking about the whole season. Yeah. Frustrating and difficult.
Well, just to move forward. You know what? The great thing about it is he has a game tomorrow. And you can do something to change it. You know, we're going to comfort him. We're going to support him. We're going to be around him. Just like those guys will do for the rest of us. You know, we have to support each other and sit together. And at the same time, there's a good thing about it is he gets to play again tomorrow. He doesn't have to worry about yesterday as much as he is. And I'll talk to him about it.
Yeah. Carlos, first one.